Today is Thursday, November 28th. Good morning from the Civic Media Newsroom. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives who may be on the other side of the political divide for the first time since the election. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here? What do I want to say next that brings me back to why I'm here at this holiday?
Nadler says if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes or take a walk rather than let things get too contentious. Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. It suggests people focus on finding out where the other person is coming from without putting him or her on the defensive and try to find common ground before stating an opposing viewpoint. A crash resulted in an eighth OWI arrest for a Tigerton man. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Tuesday night at approximately 9:50, Iowa County Dispatch received a reference of a two-vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 14 at County Highway K in the township of Arena. Emergency services were dispatched and located a semi versus truck crash. A preliminary crash investigation was completed by Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. Their investigation concluded the operator of the truck, James E. Greeley, 65, of Tigerton, was northbound on K and failed to yield to the semi, which was operated by William C. Dula, 58, of Cary, Illinois. Greeley was arrested for operating while intoxicated, eighth offense. Due to Greeley's prior OWI convictions, he was restricted to a 0.02 prohibited blood alcohol limit. Greeley's initial preliminary breath test was 0.192, which is 9.6 times the legal limit for him. Greeley remains in custody on a cash bond. Drugs and firearms were seized in an arrest last week in Vernon County. Sheriff Roy Torgerson, in partnership with Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, recently announced that Brandon Robert Sobranek, age 30, is facing several drug charges after a search warrant was executed November 20th at a residence on Mount Tabor Road in the town of Forest as the result of an ongoing investigation. During the search, several items were seized. Sobranek appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court November 21st and was later released after posting a $2,500 cash bond. This past Monday, Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher filed charges against Brandon Sobranek for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, felony bail jumping, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance, all as a repeat offender. Brandon Sobranek is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court December 3rd. The incident remains under investigation. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV, Terry Barr reports.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years. The first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. The Packers kicked off one of the longest runs as a Lions opponent on Thanksgiving. Green Bay and Detroit also hold the record for one of the holiday games with the highest scores. The Packers won this one in 1986, 44-40. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
The Packers can be heard tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. The pregame will begin following the ABC News at 5.